following takes place between 12 p.m. and 1 p.m.
We're doing this for Children's Hospital. We're going to be here for 28 straight hours. This is hour number six, which used to be an average air shift back in the day.
Yeah.
Sean, you remember that?
Of course.
First radio job I ever had was midnight to six. And 5 days a week, you go in there, you do midnight, you know, you do 6 hours. That was the norm.
Yeah.
So 6 hours are down. We're doing this for Children's Hospital and also to create new listeners. Right now, it's noon. All morning shows in San Diego are off the air. This particular morning show is going to be on the air 28 straight hours.
Yeah.
So what we're asking you to do is get a hold of all of your friends, your family, all the people that you know that listen to other morning shows in San Diego. And tell them that your favorite morning show, The Mikey Show, is on the air so your friends don't have to miss out on listening to their morning show at all. They can tune in right now, get to hear us. Hopefully, they like what they hear, they come back, and they keep listening to us. That's our hope. The other reason that we do it is because this year, for the first time ever, we are attaching a charity to it. And that, in all reality, is the first reason that we're doing it. That's why we're doing this. We want to raise money. Now, we set a goal of $15,000. I have no idea where we are in that goal. But we've set a goal of $15,000. If you go to... Now, did we put the bigger picture on yet, guys? Do you know of the T-shirt, if people want to see it? Was that able to or no?
I did move the T-shirt picture up next to the donation link so people can see the image. I don't think they put the larger one on yet.
Okay, I really want to, if we can, I just want people to be able to see what this thing looks like.
Okay.
You can kind of see it, but it's small, and I'd like people to be able to see it in a big way so that they can read it and all that stuff. But there's a limited edition T-shirt that P1 Renegade printed for us. Limited edition T-shirt for the 28-hour show. And everybody that donates $50 or more is going to get a T-shirt.
Very cool.
So, how do you donate? Go to MikeyShow.com, MikeyShow.com, and click on the button that says donate here. Or come down to the radio station and donate $50 or more. That way, get a T-shirt. You can donate whatever you want, though. But hopefully, a donation of $50 or more. We'll appreciate you more if you do it by giving you the T-shirt. I am going to play for you an example of what we do on a regular basis here on The Mikey Show. Hopefully, it's something that you enjoy and you'll come back to us. We're on every morning 5:30 to 10, although we're actually on a little... Every day we stay on longer than 10 o'clock. We stay on until we're done, and most of the time that's about 10:30, 10:40, whatever. And so we're going to play for you something that we normally do. I'm going to go get in position outside. We're all going to go outside. We're cooking on a stage. I'm going up against my program director in a cooking challenge. I'm very nervous.
Oh.
Eddie's going to be my sous chef. Sky is going to be Shauna's sous chef.
Oh, instant loss for Sky.
Shut up.
Guy, how you feeling?
I'm doing great so far. You know, I was doing really, really bad after we did that foodie challenge.
It's gross.
But I'm...
We
I'm,
noticed you were crying.
I was. I was crying and almost vomited, but I'm doing better now. Thank you.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Rob.
Can we give out the address to where we're at?
Yep. So 9660 Granite Ridge Drive. 9660 Granite Ridge Drive.
Just come to the back.
Yeah, come to the back. That's where you can see it. But if you want to make a donation, it's a good thing to know that, too. 9660
yeah.
Granite Ridge Drive. But if you come here, you want to watch a cooking challenge, we're around back. Come and see us. This is what we do on The Mikey Show. Now, maybe we can get people's opinions on this email that we got. It says, Dear Mikey, hey, dude, love the show. P1 for life. I got a situation with my girlfriend that maybe you guys can shed some light on. I've been with her for 7 years and have been talking recently about getting married. But every time I bring it up, she turns into Bridezilla. She starts getting all excited, buying bridal magazines and talking about the details that I could care less about. She even told me exactly what kind of ring she wants. I want to be with her, but she's driving me nuts with this stuff. What can I do? That's signed P1 Chop Shop in El Cajon. So, we've had these kinds of emails before. Obviously, we could answer the email ourselves for Chop Shop,
But why do that when we got a professional?
Today on Dr. Phil, I want you to get excited about your life. If you're going to talk to me, you're going to have to be honest. This is going to be a changing day in your life.
Who's happy to be alive today? Holy cow.
Wow. Really excited.
That little boy with Down syndrome was clapping so darn hard and screaming so hard over there. That was wonderful. I should run over and give him a little kiss. Well, that was sweet of
probably
him.
Probably inappropriate. But.
So
good
anyway,
to have you on the show, Dr. Phil.
Well, thank you very much. I heard the email here.
You did?
Yes,
think
I did.
Help out Chop Shop?
Let me tell you something here, Pork Chop. I understand what you're going through. Mostly, I understand her point of view as I'm listening. I mean, it's been 7 years in Hollywood. You're considered a miracle. In fact, to Tori Spelling, you've been married 41 years in Tori Spelling, in Tori Spelling's life. But do yourself a favor and marry her, Mutton Chops, because the deal is her attorney will probably thank you for that. Never underestimate the craziness of a woman, Eddie. Have I ever told you this?
You haven't specifically said that, but...
Because after all, this one that you're dating right now, and what is his name? His legal name is Hamhock, right?
No, Chop Shop, actually.
Try this. Use some old country saying on her when she starts giving you some grief about this whole marriage thing. This is an old country saying that I used to actually say. I would look at my woman and I would say, darling, there ain't enough patience in the world worth wasting on you that a mail-order Filipino brought alive couldn't make all
better. Oh, well, I can't.
Dr. Phil!
Necessarily disagree with that.
And then actually go through with it, chicken stock. I mean, order one of them little monkey girls chicken up stock. And use your Swiss MasterCard to make things better. Does that make sense?
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No, because really. I don't even know what that is. Swiss MasterCard.
It's like my old Uncle Krabby Crotch used to say.
Oh.
I don't know.
He would say, crap or get off the pot.
Well, I've heard that before.
And then take what you make in the pot and fling it at your annoying girlfriend.
Okay, now that's, you don't need to say that.
I've run into this problem a lot of times, Eddie, in my practices.
Really?
Girls get that wedding fever, and the only cure is more cowbell. Upside the head. Now, I have to tell you that this reminds me of a very touching story.
Oh, okay.
I'm Dr. Phil.
Yes, you are.
I was a part of a Big Brother, Big Sister program back in the 1980s.
Uh-huh.
And I would meet every week with this little black boy. His name escapes me right now. But anyway, he would talk to me about his parents and how his daddy wasn't around anymore.
Very sad.
He would look up into my eyes with his little pudding cup stare. And he would say to me, showing how funky strong is your fact. It doesn't matter who's wrong or right. Just beat it.
Okay. Michael Jackson song.
Just beat it.
Beat it,
beat it.
Right.
Oh, my.
I sincerely doubt he said that.
Now, if that don't knock the shame off Brad Pitt, I don't know what will.
Oh, my. Well, that's interesting.
You know what I mean by that?
Well, that I kind of do.
Now, here's a little something that my grandmother shared with me.
Your what?
Now, can I?
Wow.
I didn't understand that.
Oh, really?
I'm really
you
confused.
You were completely confused.
I'm lost.
When I said grandmother instead of grandmother.
Well, I didn't know if that's how you say
such
it.
A
in,
prick.
In
Give
Texas.
Me a break.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that your southern twang, or I don't know.
Here's a little something that my grandmother.
Oh, no.
You gonna let me tell you what my grandmother used to say?
Please continue.
I was only 5 years old when she said it. She said, Dr. Phil, finding the right woman is like finding the right gag ball. She said,
no, your grandmother did not say that.
Yeah, she said, five. Yes.
And why did she call you Dr. Phil?
Because I'm Dr. Phil.
Right.
No, 5 years old. No, talking about gag balls.
Man, y'all are so stupid. Why do you think she called me that? But she would say to me that a woman is like finding the right gag ball. She said, you don't want one that makes you retch, and you don't want one.
Very awkward.
That someone else used right before you.
Oh, yeah.
That's
now,
true.
My father had a saying that he passed down to me, hoping that I would pass it down to my children.
Uh-huh.
And I think it applies to mutton head chops or whatever his name
is. Chop shop.
It's not hard to remember.
Chop shop?
Yes.
Anyway, Daddy would say, you are the world's biggest horse's ass.
Nice.
Chop Shop, you may want to share that with your future children as well.
That's it?
Yeah, he would
That's
say,
all you got?
God, he said that all the time. Did I mention I'm Dr. Phil?
Yes. Unfortunately.
Yeah,
here's a little trick. Here's a little trick I used to use when my wife would start talking about weddings herself.
Okay.
She did a lot.
Yeah, now we're finally on topic.
Got a little trick here.
Okay,
here's this is a little trick that I would do.
Yes.
I would fake a heart attack.
Now, why would you do that?
What?
And then during the heart attack, I would scream out, it's all your fault, you evil snake woman. I would say that.
That does not lead to a healthy marriage.
Right?
No.
Right?
Awful.
Stop it.
Right? And that usually, that would stop the wedding talk for a couple weeks or till I got discharged from the hospital or whatever.
Ridiculous.
You know what I mean? Now, I mentioned this briefly before, but I just want to say it as one sticking point right before I go, okay?
Uh-huh.
One thing you might want to look into is mail order brides.
Right.
Because not only can they not read the wedding magazine.
Oh, my God.
But in their native land, there are no wedding rings, only wedding chickens.
Chickens.
Really?
Yes, and they are very easily intimidated, these women. Trust me, I know from personal experience.
Oh,
no.
I kept one chained in my attic.
Really?
Oh, yes.
With your grandma.
Want to know who wrote that joke?
I think I can figure it out.
He's laughing right now.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Dr. Phil, thank you so much.
Hello, hello. Okay, is this one working? Hello. P1s, hello.
Test one, two.
Okay,
test,
this is
test,
awesome.
Test.
First of all, we gotta get
Woo,
a visual for everybody that is listening right now of what we're looking at right here. Make some noise for yourselves because you're incredible. We got some hardcore P1 fans out here. They made homemade signs that say, I love beaver.
So funny.
Don't chase me, bro.
Shun.
I'm a panda, hug me. Leave her alone. They've got on masks that they've made themselves of panda bears and beavers.
Yeah, it's hysterical.
Shun, come on.
Awesome.
They've got a model of an alien wearing a t-shirt that's been custom printed. It says, sky is a beating on my planet, too.
Now, that is actually funny.
That's not nice.
I mean, it's amazing. And, by the way, did you, P1, see these limited edition T-shirts that out here today? Are they incredible or what, man? Really, really incredible. Now, let's see. We've got engineering out here. We got this big, giant stage set up. We've got Shauna on stage. Eddie, have you talked to her?
She's freaking out. She is freaking out.
I'm freaking out.
You should not be freaking
out.
Yeah,
we got this in the bag, Holmes.
Eddie, please do us the honors of introducing everybody listening and everybody here to the judges that we have today.
I would be happy to. Of course, we have our old friend, former San Diego Charger. He is on the pregame show. He is a renowned chef himself, Lou Bush. And this is really an honor. The winner of the Next Food Network Star lives here in San Diego. Her show begins October 14th, Amy Finley in the house. On the Food Network.
On a scale of 1 to 10, my confidence level is at a 4. I'm feeling great.
A 4?
I'm feeling great. And so that's good. It's up from a 2. And so my confidence level is at a 4 right now. I'm feeling great. For me, you guys, that's really good. I'm on my ADD medication.
Well,
I'm ready to go.
Here's the other thing. Our third judge apparently is drinking mudslides in La Jolla or something like that.
No. There was a mudslide.
I'm sorry?
There was a mudslide.
Okay. Apparently they had beans last night.
No.
So we have an opening for a judge, Mikey.
Okay. We were talking about this. We have an opening for a judge. Here's how we're going to do this. We are going to ask questions about Food Network because what we're doing is looking for a foodie.
We'll let a P1 be a judge in this.
We need a foodie. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to ask questions. And I want you to raise your hand if you think you know the answer. First person I see is the person that I'll ask. If you get it wrong, we'll go to the next person. The question is, name two TV shows Alton Brown is on. You're the first guy I saw. I need you to name two TV shows that Alton Brown is on.
Good Eats and Feasting on Asphalt.
Very good. Very good. Let's do best out of three. Raise your hand. You know what we should do? Maybe we should... let's keep doing it this way. Sorry, I'm coming up with a million ideas. Raise your hand if you can name a show that Paula Deen is on. I got this guy, too. Go ahead. Get a microphone over by him.
Home Cooking with Paula Deen.
That is correct. That is the correct answer. And raise your hand if you can name two TV shows that Rachel Ray is on. He's got his hand up.
30-minute meals and Rachel Ray's Tasty Travels.
We got another judge.
Oh.
We got another judge.
Don't tase me, bro.
So come on over here. Come on over here.
What's your name, man?
Yeah. Get him on a microphone.
P1 Giants fan.
P1 Giants fan. All right, Giants fan. You're going to come over here. You're going to be with the judges. Now, this is going to be a one-hour competition.
One-hour time limit.
I'm nervous, Ed.
Yeah, you guys have to make at least 3 dishes.
Now,
at least.
As you know, the ingredient that we're working with today is garlic. Now, as we do this, I'm not going to have a microphone in my hand. Now, where's Jay? Jay, do we have those headphone microphone deals?
Yeah, well, you've got a headset with a microphone.
I doubt I'm actually going to use it because I think it'll keep me, I don't want it.
You'll be messed up.
Yeah, it'll mess me up. So I think I'll use it sometimes, but sometimes I won't. Are we ready? Are we ready to get this thing going?
Are we ready?
Yeah. I think we're ready.
Jason shrugs his shoulders. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
awesome.
We're ready.
Why
I think
not?
We're ready. Okay, now, Sean is going to call a lot of this action. What are we going to be judged on, Eddie?
We will be judged on taste, plating, and originality. Those three things.
Okay, my confidence level's now to 1.
No,
all right,
good.
Guys, let's get this thing going.
Good, Mike.
Let's get this thing going.
You got this, Mike.
All right, who's holding this mic?
All right, guys. Mikey is climbing up to the Mikey Show Kitchen Stadium stage.
Yes, official.
We've got Mikey and Eddie on the left side, stage right. We've got Shauna and Sky on the right, stage left.
Wow, this is intense.
Mikey is now opening up his knives.
Oh, it's very
professional. And we are preparing to start.
On your marks. That's a good point.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the food?
Do we need the food?
I mean, where's the food?
We should probably get
the food up there before we start. That's good.
I mean, where's the
food?
Do
we need food for this?
Oh,
it's a cooking challenge.
Okay, Sean, calm down. So this is just a little glitch in the radar.
We do at my house all the time, just some Ritz crackers and ketchup.
That's why he's a dirtbag, folks.
That's disgusting.
That's healthy.
All right, we're getting food out now. It's coming up on stage.
This setup is fat.
Can you believe this? It's an entire stage. We've got lighting. We've got a huge backdrop. Tables everywhere.
This is legit.
What is that in the back? We've got...
Grill?
An entire grill, a stove,
dude.
Is that a rotisserie back there? No, it's another grill. And we've got everything that they're going to need. Blenders. We've got everything they'll need for mixing, cooking, saute pans, sauce pans.
Yeah. Very top notch. Top of the art.
Especially for our show. It's quite an amazing thing.
Well, no, we really kicked it up a notch for this one.
Yeah, we did.
Even though it's completely a mess right now in terms of getting it started.
That's how it normally goes with us.
Okay, well, this is really awkward.
Well, we don't think things through. I mean, would you expect us to?
This is true.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
So who are you guys' pick?
Who are we
Mikey,
going for?
Duh, Mikey.
I'm going to kill Anna.
All the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, Sky doesn't cook. No offense to Sky, but Eddie cooks.
Eddie does know how to cook. Mike does know how to cook.
Sky is useless in the kitchen.
Okay, I mean, I wasn't.
Shauna, however, I've never tasted her cooking, so
that.
I don't know.
I know, Sky.
You can hear us?
Oh, Sky can hear us. Oh. You hear the P1s out here? Guys, again.
It's a really good turnout. Come on, Sky. Come on.
They're pulling
Sky.
For you, kid. Even though we know you can't do it.
Hey, Sean.
It's just the truth.
A little decorum.
No decorum.
Look, I understand they're women.
You be you.
They're used to having a frying pan in one hand and a broom in the other.
Hey, man.
But I don't think they're going to kill it on this one.
Hey, man.
You ready? All right.
Some decorum.
Jay, can we get the official countdown here to start?
Shake and bake. There you go.
Pitbull, he's ready.
Shake and bake. Let's go.
Come on. Get up in there.
Ready. Set.
Cook.
Get it.
All right.
Oh, wow. They're
off. Sky is opening what looks like some wine. Oh, very nice.
Oh, I don't know.
They're supposed to cook something. They're not just supposed to start drinking.
I guess they're not really clear on that.
Uh-oh.
The theme ingredient today is garlic, and we still don't know exactly what they're going to prepare. I don't see any actual food coming out yet.
What's going on, Sean?
Well, Eddie is pouring some water into a large saucepan, probably to boil.
Okay, okay. What's
We're working on five bottles of Aquafina right now.
Colligan water.
I cook that at my house all the time.
On Shauna's side, we've got some bell peppers being cut up. And set aside.
Sky looks busy, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, she's in the kitchen. She's back where the stove is. She's actually putting entire bottles into pans.
Wait,
not pouring the water out.
Okay.
The bottle is
the
in the pan.
Bottle.
Sky, you've got to pour the water out.
Hey, Sky.
Sky, if you want to boil the water, it has to come out of the bottle.
Maybe we shouldn't tell her.
He's literally just putting the bottle.
She set the bottle in the pan. All right.
Okay.
Oh, I see some kind of steak.
Oh, Mikey's got the steak. The steak is coming out now.
That's some thick.
They look like two large. Geez, what are those? Mike, what kind of a cut do you have there?
Prime ribeye from Iowa Meats.
The very best. The very best.
Has brought out the best.
For the very best.
Wow, look at that. The garlic powder is going on.
All over it.
Oh.
Smother that bad boy.
They're probably two and a half inches thick.
Get after it.
They are gigantic. That looks fantastic. Over on Shauna's side, still working those bell peppers. Delish.
Where's the garlic?
Hey.
Okay. Whoa. Eddie's throwing water bottles at Shauna's head.
He just hit me with a water bottle.
This is crazy.
Sky has finally figured out that you have to empty the water bottles into the pans in order to.
Okay. Progress. This is progress.
Yeah.
They have an hour.
We're making progress now.
There's so much going on.
It looks like Eddie has got a mixing bowl and, he's peeling potatoes, possibly for mashed potatoes, maybe.
Yes.
Sounds
like
kind of
good.
Why don't we go over to the judges here?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
This is disastrous.
Lou Bush, what do you think about what's going on up here so far?
Very creative. I like the steaks. Mikey is a big meat guy, so I'm looking forward to that. Shauna could pick the speed up a little bit back there.
Uh-oh. But she's pregnant. Liz.
I know. But you only have an hour, so just.
Prego.
All right, and our next Food Network star What do you think so far, Amy?
I'm getting excited about that pepper dish, actually.
That looks pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that she's showing a little creativity there, you know? She's going for the different approach, going vegetable.
Excellent.
That's some guts.
Well, yeah, it does take some guts because it looks terrible so far. You might want to try laying down some spices or something. How about to one of our P1 judges, huh?
Yeah, it all looks good, especially that steak. I'm a big garlic and steak guy, so Mikey's looking like he's on the right track for me.
Yeah, I mean, so far, really, the only food I see out here is Mikey working on the steak and Eddie working on the potatoes. We're probably going to see...
Skye's got a garlic in her hand right now.
But
I don't know what she's
doing
with
it.
Let's try and find out.
I don't get that.
It.
She's like just scrunching it in her hand.
Skye, what is that technique you're using right there to peel the garlic?
My hands.
I don't think that's
a great technique.
I don't think that's a
Did you learn that at culinary school?
I sure did, Sean.
She did not.
Shauna, what are you working on right now?
I'm just doing prep work right now for the first 3 plates that I'm doing, and then I'll get to the proteins. I'll show off towards the end.
Ooh,
okay.
Really?
Talk some smack.
Can you give us a hint as to what your first dish is going to be?
Sure. I'll just tell you what it is.
Oh.
Thank you.
It is roasted bell peppers with garlic and sausage over penne pasta.
Okay, that sounds
great.
Delicious.
Doesn't that sound great?
That sounds delicious.
Oh, wow.
Something delicious.
Roasted bell peppers and sausage and some
garlic.
Kind of pasta, macaroni
with
and cheese.
Some penne.
I don't know.
With some penne.
Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too bad. Let's go over and talk to Eddie for a second.
Oh, Pappy.
Looks like he's peeling potatoes. What do you have to do?
Yeah, I'm peeling potatoes for a delicious roasted garlic mashed potato that Mikey's making.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that sounds so good. So far on Mikey's side, we've seen 2 giant steaks, and Eddie is working on some roasted garlic mashed potatoes. Wow. Sounds good. Let's talk to Lou Bush again. Now that we know some of the dishes, what are your thoughts?
Very, very creative. Once again, I like the idea with the roasted mashed. That's going to be interesting. I agree with you, Shauna. That's really walking out there on a limb with the vegetable dish. Hope she can pull it off. So.
Do you see a leader at this point?
No, not really. not really.
Okay. And what about you, Amy? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that the steaks, that is a juicy, that's going to be a delicious looking steak. And roasted garlic mashed potatoes, pretty good. On the other hand, it's a little on the standard side. I don't know. I'm just going to throw it out there that, you know, no. I think it sounds great. It's going to be tasty.
And how about an early favorite? Do you see one?
Oh, no. You're kidding. I'm withholding my judgment.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Yes.
I'm wondering, why is it more difficult to throw garlic into vegetables? Like, why is that more of a challenging dish? And is that going to affect your decision in the end? You know what? It's going to be about the flavor. Because if you put the garlic in the dish at the end, you're going to get one kind of garlicky flavor. And if you put it at the beginning, you're going to get a different one. Little bit of technique. They might be showing some technique there.
All right. Sounds good.
It didn't help me at all.
I know. I could tell. Like,
at all.
It was another blank stare.
Completely.
It happens so often.
What?
Yeah.
Sean.
And let's go to our P1 judge. Do you have an early favorite so far?
It's kind of too early for me to tell, but it looks like Mikey's moving a little faster. I don't know. It's looking good, though. Everything looks good.
All right, so let's go back up onto the stage here. Let's talk to Mike for a sec. Looks like he's chopping up some garlic. He's actually having an entire clove. What are you doing with that?
Well, basically what I'm doing is I've got some garlic, salt, and pepper on these ribeyes, and I'm going to get the garlic and the garlic cut and roast it here in a second. I've got some stuff that's on its way out here right now that I cook with to make this pesto, because the pesto's made completely homemade from the basil garlic, fresh garlic, pine nuts, the whole thing. So I'm just waiting for that to get out here. And also got some Parmesan cheese, some imported Parmesan cheese that I'm going to be using.
Wow, Mikey, breathe.
Go ahead,
I would also like to point out to the judges, note the cleanliness that we're working in.
Yes.
I'm making sure
Good
that
timer.
Mikey has a clean workstation at all times. Thank you very much.
It's called mise en place, which they are exhibiting here on Mikey's side.
Yes.
The other side, it's a typical woman's kitchen.
Okay, that's not true. The teamwork is very good on both sides.
Yeah.
That's not true.
By the way, Mikey, can you break down your menu for us?
Yeah, today I'm going to be doing a homemade pesto with hameli pasta.
Mikey,
I'm going to be doing a roasted garlic mashed potato and a garlic infused, well, it's just garlic ribeyes, prime ribeyes.
Wow.
Okay.
I mean, does that sound like a winning dish?
Can someone get him a rack?
Oh, and one more thing. Hold on. Yeah.
It's roasted garlic mashed potatoes with a drizzled, what is the
Oh my gosh, what is it?
No,
what is it?
It's more than olive oil.
What is it called?
Truffle. It's a black truffle, truffle drizzled olive oil over my roasted garlic mashed potatoes.
Wow. That sounds amazing.
Wow.
I'm all in.
That sounds fantastic.
Good.
Really, really good. Can't wait to see how
Sean, this
turns
is
out.
So legit, huh?
Yeah.
Sean, this is.
Yeah.
This is so legit.
What are
Sean?
Ladies doing?
Like, God, you're scaring me, woman.
We're co-anchors, I thought.
Okay, but
we're
why
hosting.
Do you have to stalk me?
Sean, this is so legit,
good
right?
Lord, just, woman.
Sean.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Back off.
I don't know what I'm doing. We're
look,
co-anchoring.
We can co-anchor, but don't run up on me.
Chill out, bro.
Let me give him a hug.
I know, seriously.
You know what, dude?
Sean, I'm just a tiny bit sweaty right now. I'm just a tiny bit sweaty right now. Like, it's not that bad.
Oh, dude.
What happened?
Lift
them
up.
What happened?
Bah.
What was that?
Bah. What did I do? Is it bad?
Oh
dude.
Whoa, that is revolting.
Hey, people have to eat over here.
She's making truffle oil under her armpits. Oh, my God. That is hideous.
Whatever, dude.
All right. Let's do a show of support right now with the P1s. Now, I want just the people who are in support of Shauna and Sky to clap right now. For Shauna and Sky, let's hear it.
Oh, wow.
Not bad.
That's
come on.
Not bad.
Not
good. And now a show of support by clapping for Mikey and Eddie. Let's hear it.
Oh, no.
Wow.
There it is.
That is really hard to figure out.
Sky screaming out profanity.
What did you say?
This is not. This is getting ugly.
Really?
She called him ass kissers.
Well, you know what? Why don't you stay in the kitchen, woman?
Sean!
What?
You're the worst.
It's where they breed.
Unbelievable.
That's true.
Sean, you make me sick.
You know what? Shut up. One person we haven't heard from yet, and I know we're all dying to hear what his thoughts are on this, is our new intern, Zethian Oates.
Oh.
Oates. Zeth.
Always so exciting when he talks.
What have you observed so far in this food cooking competition?
Well, the first thing I saw was Sky had trouble opening the bottle of wine. I don't understand how hard it is, but the pregnant woman had to do it. That should tell you something.
Wow, you let a pregnant woman come in contact with wine, with alcohol? Sky, you're an awful human being. No, you really are.
Sky's ignoring you.
And what else?
Other than that, I think Mike and Eddie are wrapping it up pretty well. They work well together. Even though it took Mike 5 minutes to explain what he was drizzling, might have lost a little bit of time, but they're doing well.
That's just uncalled
for. He's nervous, Seth.
That is uncalled for.
Why are you lashing out at him?
You know what? And it looks like Lou Bush is actually going up on stage now to check everything out.
Is that allowed? Are the judges allowed to go on stage and help?
But you know what? It's Lou.
Lou.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
You're going to tell him no? You get up there and tell him no.
I don't know. What do you know?
You see how quickly he flattens you.
Okay.
And actually, now we've got Amy going up there as well. She's going to check it out.
Okay. So the judges are
Lou
going
up. Lou is over talking with Eddie, and Amy is making her way over
Why is this happening?
Sky and Shauna's side.
Are they helping, or are they just observing the tactics?
I think they're just
observing.
Yeah, they just want to find out what's going on here. I mean, yeah, if you guys really want to know, the people on the right of the stage are a disaster.
Hey!
And the people on the left know what the hell they're doing.
That's not true. They're
and
both
you don't have
good.
To go up on stage to figure that out.
It is
true.
You
Thank
know,
you,
they're
Eddie.
Both it's hanging in there.
Eddie's
right.
saying
fact.
It is true. Why don't we go out to some of the P1s here? and see what they're thinking. Hey, man, what's your name?
P1 Carnut.
And from what you've seen so far, you giving anyone the edge?
Mikey and Eddie.
Of course, and why?
Look what he's cooking. Steaks, potatoes, can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong with that. You really can't. You really can't go wrong with it. One thing we haven't found out, though, is what Shauna's main dish will be. So let's go over and talk with her real quick. She's reviewing some of her notes. What else are you going to be cooking besides the pepper and sausage combination?
I'm also doing a garlicky shrimp scampi. And then I'm also doing a garlic filet mignon with cognac sauce over it.
What?
Whoa.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. This is legit.
That sounds pretty
Sean,
damn good.
Sean, this is legit, right? Sean?
Yeah. Don't stalk me.
Hey, did everybody see Sean's slews? See the shoes without the laces? Those are called slews.
Whoa, I'm glad
and
everyone.
How cool is this? Because P1's only you who came out for the cook-off get to see visually Sean's slews.
That's legit right
no
there.
No laces.
I'm glad everyone got to see the slews. Now
no
I'd like
laces.
To. Excuse
it's
me.
It's unreal.
Because
you just
now
flip them on.
I'd like to show you something else.
Oh, okay. You don't need to flip off our. Those are our friends, Sean. Hey, you don't need to flip off the P1s.
But this is the perfect occasion for the slews because if you're out at a barbecue, right? They work. Or
right.
If you got
to
go back inside to a corporate
to work
meeting.
Professionally, you're
they
good.
Work. Oh, and my God.
Good.
He got real close. Oh.
He's going to kill you.
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, my God,
nothing.
Sean.
I'm doing nothing.
Calm down.
But are those shants, too?
No, he's not wearing bastard. The shants. He's just wearing bastard. Shorts.
Yeah. Enough with the attire.
The slews are cool, though.
Shut up.
So now you know if you
let's
want a
focus
pair,
on
that's
the cooking.
Like. You just slip them on because there's no laces.
Hey.
Back to the cookies.
Ass.
Up.
Quiet.
Hey.
All right. So now, well, something has gone on here.
What's going
on? All of a sudden,
happened?
Everybody is wearing
aprons.
Red aprons.
Yes. Which is weird because they weren't before.
No. And they all put them on at the same time. Sky. Talk to us.
Come on,
what's going on with the red aprons?
Jay came around and made us wear them, so we're wearing
them. Wow.
She's very short with you.
Okay.
I don't
thanks
know why.
Thanks for that answer.
Well, it was to the point.
Bringing a lot to the table there, Sky.
She's
thanks.
Busy. She's busy.
Well, she never really brings anything to the table except herself,
there.
So.
You don't need to go there. You don't
we're
need to
used to that. For some reason, Mike is coming down off
wow.
of the stage.
Wow.
Oh, look at this. Mikey is firing up a what appears to be a brand new Weber grill.
Sick.
Yeah, well, look at this.
What's that thing called?
What's what thing called?
What?
What I'm lighting it with? It's just a torch. It's
No. Is there a certain, or is that just to heat the coals up, right?
Ham.
Okay.
Good answer.
That works every time.
That's
a great
time.
Answer.
Hey,
Sky,
did you hear that?
Hey, Sky. Sky, did you hear that? Hey, Sky.
Sean, leave her
Sky.
Alone. She threw. She
hey,
threw
Sky.
No, Sean, don't go up
hey,
the steps.
Sky.
Don't go up the steps.
Hey, Sky.
Sean, you're going to break the stool.
Hey, Sky, did you hear that? Hey, did you hear what Mikey just said?
Yes, he said the H word. Now leave me alone.
Oh, my God.
The H word. What? What is that? What's
alone.
The H word, Sky?
Can you get out of my face? I'm trying to work here.
Give him a hug, Sky.
Oh, okay, I'm out.
See? There it is. Mikey, calm down. You got this.
All right, so Mike has got the Weber grill going.
He's very nervous, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't think he should be so nervous because
he's doing real good.
Yeah, I mean, he's got it under control. I'm really interested in this... this pesto made from scratch.
Have you ever had his
making.
Homemade pesto?
I have not.
That's the thing is he cooks it and brings it in like all the time and it's the most bomb pesto ever.
Really?
He let you try it?
What?
He let you try it?
When he brings the pesto
yeah.
in?
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, he never let me know. I have none.
You never had any?
Nah.
Seriously.
I'm for real. Well, maybe that's because he doesn't offer it. You just go up and eat it.
Was that the punchline
no,
that you
was
were
no punchline.
Waiting to hit?
That was, is, was that not what happened?
Barely, you barely got a reaction. So.
I wasn't looking for a reaction.
Congratulations.
That's
that
what
was
happens.
Good. You
that's
didn't
what,
have the sound
that's what happens. You
to
not,
make it
you not,
less awkward.
Okay. Are you not like
okay.
a feral cat?
Right.
You go
you
out
know,
and scavenge off everyone's food?
To make it
all
less,
right.
to
okay,
make
good.
It less awkward.
Right.
So you didn't, because you didn't get the
hey,
reaction.
Mouth.
What are you saying?
Tattoo. Come on. Let's calm it down.
I don't get that.
Let's calm it down.
You're an idiot.
Oh, wow.
Shut up.
All right.
You shut up first.
You shut up.
So let's go back into the kitchen. We see Eddie back here. He's working with Sky on, oh, they're just digging something out of the cooler here. Sky burned herself.
Hey, that's not funny.
Sky, did you really burn yourself? Really?
Okay.
Chris, does anybody have any urine?
Would that be a first degree burn?
Oh, no.
A second degree burn? Somebody call Kaiser. Get the advice nurse on the phone.
Sean, leave her alone. Get the urine out of the first aid kit.
Leave her alone.
Does anybody have a big gulp container?
Leave her alone.
Sky? Sky.
You guys are the worst.
Would you like to call your mom? Would you like to give her a call? I'm just asking. Seriously, how did you burn yourself?
I don't know what happened. I was moving these pots of water from one burner to another, and then all of a sudden my thumb started to feel like it was on fire. So there it is.
Sky, if you need it, we got some afterburn.
P1 has some afterburn.
Really?
Yeah.
Aloe gel, actually.
100%
yes.
Authentic urine.
No, it does not say that on the bottle.
Oh, no, that says aloe.
You're an idiot.
I can't read.
Well, they're so similar. Sky, in all seriousness.
What happened?
I will call your mom if you need me to. By the way, here's the burn cream, just in case. There you go. Looking
she's
out for you,
kill,
kid.
She's going to kill you.
Oh, she's fine.
No. She's, okay.
Oh,
she just threw the aloe gel at Sean's head. That was awesome.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Thank you. All right,
Sky.
That's fine.
Come on, Sky. Come on, Sky.
Mikey and Eddie are deep
hey,
in conversation
hot out here.
Yeah, it is. He's sweating. Oh, my God.
Can,
shut
what
up.
Is that?
It's
what
hot
was that?
Here.
Let's see if we can see what's going on.
Shut Eddie is the best up. Damn sous chef I've ever had in my life.
What's going on right now? What did he tell you to do?
Well, he reminded me that there's some Parmesan that needs to be grated, and he said, you want me to grate that? And I was like, yeah, dude, get on it.
Okay.
He is the best.
Mikey is so nervous right now.
I know.
Now.
Calm down. Take a breath, Mikey.
Guys.
What?
Look,
I'm working with them.
Let's try and support our people up here and not break them down, okay? Because I'll be honest
Sean.
With you, it's a really jerky thing to do.
How dare you?
By the way,
you?
Sky, how seriously, do you want me to call your mom?
Sean, stop it.
All right. No, we're not going to call Ramsey. Let's go back to our P1 judge out here and get his thoughts so far. We don't really have anything on the grill yet. Still a lot of prep work going on, but what are you thinking?
Well, I was leaning towards Mikey with those steaks, but as soon as they mentioned the scampi and the filet mignon, I started kind of leaning too, so I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. It's definitely heating up in here. let's ask Amy the same question. What are you thinking?
Well, you know, I'm pretty impressed with Mikey's technique on this pesto.
Really?
Now, yeah, I mean, a lot of people it's would just throw it into the Cuisinart, and here he's got the mortar and pestle. He's working it. He's getting all those juices out. Like, that's some pretty hardcore pesto. I'm impressed.
And it's his specialty. Like, that's an upper for them.
Yeah.
They've got that up.
It's a what?
On the other hand, the women, though, I gotta give points to their organization because they're being strategic.
For
this. They're thinking about the fact that they've got all these proteins, right? They got meat and all these things are going to cook real fast. So they're working on the first parts of the dish now, and then they're going to go wham, bam on the grill and stuff right there at the end.
Very good. You guys talk for a second because I am going to choke in a second.
Are you okay?
Oh, that doesn't look good.
Oh, no.
That doesn't
Sean's
look good.
Down.
No, I was like, I was walking past
Quick,
this grill,
give him CPR.
And like,
stuff
that went in my throat.
Oh, he's going to need mouth to mouth.
That's
Come
awful.
On, Sean.
Ashley, you
got
to lay down. Don't fight it, Sean.
Come here, Sean.
Don't fight it, Sean.
Come here, Sean. CPR.
Have you lost your mind?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Someone get him a lozenge.
Shut up.
Somebody get that guy a Halls.
Will you please call the action?
Yeah. I'm going up here. What's going on?
Rob, what's going on with Mike?
I don't know. What is that pot thing made of stone that you're working out of? It's like the ancient Mayans, old secret Mayan trick or whatever.
Okay,
I don't know what
maybe
it is.
Sean, ancient are you Chinese better yet? Secret. Sean, yeah. Can you talk yet, please?
I need what is it? Mikey, work with me over
I
here.
Really
I'm stupid.
Have
it's called a mortar and pestle.
Ah, a mortar and pistol.
You're so...
These steaks look
Sean,
good.
Sean, are Rob, you better yet?
Rob, stand up, dude.
He really shouldn't be...
What?
Sean.
You heard me.
I will do a flying elbow off of the stage
Rob,
and nail you in the mouth.
Get off the stage. How about just that? Call How about you what? Just get off the stage?
What's Shauna doing?
How's Shauna doing Shauna? Over here?
Useless.
Excuse me.
He's useless.
What do we got? The shrimp getting busted out, putting
oh
them on
God.
Ice?
Who
it's shrimp
that?
On the rocks. That's what
Who
we got going on back
that?
Here.
No one says that.
Deveining it.
She's deveining the shrimp right now.
Ooh, good thing.
Deveining, what does that mean?
Taking out the vein.
I don't.
By me, vein, I think she means colon. What is this? Ooh, give me a bite.
Ladies and gentlemen, imported Parmigiano Reggiano cheese
wow.
from Italy.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That
Eddie,
smells so good.
He's half Italian. Another upper on their side.
What does that
they're,
mean?
They're one upping them. So that's two ups to their none.
All right, and let's see, let's see from Eddie. What are you going to use the cheese for? Which parts of the dish?
I believe this is for the pesto. You have to ask the chef.
Let's go ahead and ask Mikey really quick. Is it going for the pesto?
It is for the pesto. Nothing but the best for these judges. Imported cheese.
Yum.
Well,
delicious.
Kind of shameless there, guy.
I hope there's some cheese left over. I want some of that. I ain't kidding.
It's a step up from the government cheese, I know.
Oh, it's yeah. so is.
Okay. If we could get the judges, please, to come up, we'd like
yes.
to the we'd like
yes.
to give you a smell of
shade is great.
What Eddie has graded
I'm
for
dying.
Us here.
I'm dying.
Just a small whiff.
That's what she said.
All right,
no, Rob. I mean.
Now, dude, that's no way to talk.
Hey.
Oh, we're
hey.
Not showing favoritism. We want them to
not
see what
proven.
Is going into these dishes. Go ahead.
Eddie's having the judges smell the cheese. The imported cheese, not
yeah,
what
yeah.
you thought.
What do you think?
Oh, that's good stuff. It's got like nice nutty aroma.
Yeah.
Good, yeah.
Lou?
They just keep playing defense and, you know, stop the running game. They'll be, oh, wrong show. My bad. Great cheese. Thanks, Mikey. Great touch. No favoritism.
No. And our P1 judge?
What she said.
All right.
Okay.
All right, guys, thank you. Go ahead.
Sean, this is the thing. I see massive progression on the men's side, but I don't see any progression on the women's side. So is there progression over there?
Well, like, we have something going on here, actually.
You guys are good. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not doing too bad. And we've now got a saucepan cooking now. Sky, it's boiling. What's in there? Water, so you got it out of the bottle, and now it's in. Okay, all right. Yes, go ahead, Shauna.
I really like our judges a lot. Amy's beautiful.
Wait,
and,
Shauna.
You know, never
you
mind
doing?
That Lou owes me a dinner from a bet that we did. I think I'll just let it slide, Lou.
Really?
Wow.
He owes you dinner? What kind of bet was that?
It was who was going to win a football game. He picked Kansas City, and I picked the Broncos.
And did you guys also pick a place where he's supposed to take you?
Yeah, it was supposed to be a steak dinner, but I swear I'll let it slide, Lou. Really.
Lou, is this true? Come here. What? Defend yourself, man.
I don't know what she's talking about, you know.
Oh.
The hormones and all are kicking in. I'm sorry. That was what we bet like 3 years ago, and you didn't collect. It expired. I'm sorry. It's not going to help you today. I'm letting
I'm
you know right now.
Fight with you.
Lou,
really
I'm really know. Sorry that she's being so rude to you here on a day where you've given up your time and effort to come out here and help us. And I just want you to know, not only were you a great charger, but you're a handsome man.
Thanks, Mike. That's a warm spark in my heart. Thank you, brother.
And he's just making a statement of fact,
right.
by the way. He's not playing favorites at all. I think any one of us would have said the same thing, whether we were on the stage or not. Why don't we do another
so
test right
full
now?
Of crap.
Hey, hold on. How is that?
Sean, if you're going to be the head anchor, then you can't take favorites, and that's breaking
I'm
the rules.
I'm not playing favorites.
He hasn't
the
played
guy
favorites
is
yet.
Handsome.
Are you saying he's not?
No, of course he's handsome, but you don't need to.
Oh, really?
Okay, why are you even going to go there? I'm just saying that you shouldn't be taking favorites.
Answer the question.
Yeah.
Yes, he's a handsome man. Oh, like, what of it?
So?
All right.
Like,
it's
what of it?
Exactly. What of it?
It's neither here nor there.
Hey.
Okay.
Hush.
All right. Cool. Oh, thank you, dude. All right. Now that we know all of the dishes, why don't we do another round of applause from the P1s here? All right, with a show of clapping, how many are for stage right here, Sky and Shauna? Wow. And with a show of clapping, how many for Mikey and Eddie?
Yeah! Boys Club, that sucks.
Whoa, that's not true at all.
That sucks, Sean.
Where's our official timer, by the way?
What?
Where's Jay?
What?
Yeah,
someone say something?
Time.
No, now's your chance.
Jay?
What did you say?
We're checking
time right
now. You can
say
it
when
I'm
turned, though. Get him, girl. But not when I ask you.
33?
What you
we
said.
Have 33 minutes left in the competition. So we're pretty much at the halfway mark right now. Whoa.
Whoa, what's going on
what
over there?
What a bold statement from Mikey. Sitting
on
the edge
you're
of the stage.
Hi, everyone.
Whistling.
You're all relaxed?
My confidence level is now up to 3. I just want to thank everyone for coming.
Wow. You're all relaxed now. You're feeling good? You got through the hard part?
He feels like he's through the hard part now. I do have a question, though, for you, Mike. When you get a second. So are you through all of your prep work now and has come down to straight cooking?
I've gotten through a majority of the prep work, and while I was working, I was actually able to start thinking about some creative flares and things that I can maybe do. I don't know that I'm going to wow the judges today necessarily on presentation, although I'm going to try, but and Eddie's helping me with my presentation, but taste-wise, I think we're rocking.
That sounds great.
Wow.
Let's talk to Eddie just for a second. About plating and presentation, because I think he's going to be handling that for Team Mikey. Go ahead, Eddie.
Well, Mikey didn't put a lot of thought into plating. He was really much more worried about the taste of the food, which I think is a good chef. That's a good quality. So as a sous chef, I decided to step up and try and help him come up with some different things as far as plating goes. So I'm going to be working on that right now.
You're Excellent. The best, Eddie.
Sounds very good.
You're the best, Eddie.
Eddie says he's sure Sky is going to do the same thing.
Sean, I have a question.
Go ahead.
How are we doing on time?
Mouth. Were you listening?
What?
We just announced it.
Like 2 minutes ago.
Wow.
Well, people back here were making fun of me sweating, so I was distracted.
Oh, you mean your disgusting drippy pits?
Yes, Sean. Kick a girl when she's down.
Look! You have to admit, like, it's overwhelming.
Okay, so my back is sweaty, too. Like, what of it? Like, are you happy? Like, are you... Here's your radio time. Oh, do you feel better now? You can go tell all your friends? Like, congrats to you, like, for pointing out the obvious. God. And your back is sweaty, too.
Yeah, you guys are terrible for saying all of that. That's really awful, huh?
Get him.
Ugh. Yeah, ugh, you tell him.
Sean, not
me. Wow. All right. Let's go find out from Sky how we're doing over here. I see we have a couple of plates now, or saucepans, rather, on the cooker here. Tell us what you're doing.
Dude, we are so on point, it's ridiculous. Like, we are prepping like mad, and so when our food is done, it's going to be warm and delicious and ready to go. Unlike what's going on over here, which is going to be all cold and old and disgusting.
What's happening here?
We're getting ready. We got saucepans going. We got our water boiling for the pasta. We're getting a cast iron skillet all heated up back here.
Wow.
We're looking good.
And Shauna, can you tell us what we have going into these two pans right here? What will be going in?
These two pans are going to be the filet and the shrimp. And over here is going to be the sausage.
So the filet, you will be searing it in the skillet, and then what? You're cooking it all the way in the skillet? Is that right?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Very good. Looks like we have a question over here from one of the P1s.
That's P1 Paparazzi, Sean.
P1 Paparazzi's here, everyone. We give it up for him.
Where's your camera, Pop?
What's your question?
I noticed Mikey hasn't once looked down at any piece of paper for a recipe or anything, and yet the girls' team looked like they're looking at an internet printout of maybe a recipe they got online. Have you guys ever cooked this recipe before?
Well, let's find out.
It's a valid question.
It's a legitimate question. Shauna, it's P1 Paparazzi says that you guys are looking at recipes. Is this a recipe from the internet, or is this something that you cook all the time?
I cook the sausage and the peppers all the time. The other two is a recipe.
It's from?
I'm not telling.
Oh, okay.
No, actually, if you really want to know, I went onto the Garlic Festival website and pulled two recipes off of there and tried them on Sunday night, and they were awesome.
Came out good, huh? Wow. All right. We'll see how they do. And let's ask Mike and Eddie the same thing.
Mikey.
Mike, it's been pointed out that...
we're in a little bit of a... I'll answer whatever you have, but we're in a little bit of a... what do you call it? A... A
time crunch?
No. Crisis. We're having a little bit of a crisis.
Oh, there's
right
a
now.
Crisis.
Having a little bit of... What's your question?
Your question is, are you guys...
Okay, thank you. Yes, we are.
Oh.
Okay. Can I say something real quick?
Go ahead.
Jay from Promotions wanted me to say that if you want to get hooked up with that really cool 28-hour show P1 t-shirt that P1 Renegade made, you got to donate $50 or more. You can go to the front of the station to donate $50 or more. And that's it. And you get a really, really sick free
Jay.
T-shirt.
Jay.
We want to get another time check.
Money goes towards Children's Hospital.
How much time do we have left?
25 minutes.
25 minutes left, everyone. 25 minutes. Any more questions out here from any of the P1s? Yeah? Hold on. Let me come over here. Go ahead.
P1 Joker.
Yes, sir.
You think those coals are going to be ready enough for those steaks?
Mike, are you worried about the coals at all being ready for cooking?
No, where's the microphone? No, I'm not.
He says no.
No.
They don't I'm look not. Like I need about 15 minutes on the grill. And right now, I think we're getting pretty close. How much time do we have?
All right, 25 minutes left. Everyone is up on stage now. We have both Mikey and Eddie, Sky and Shauna, but also all of the judges are on stage as well, checking out what they're doing.
I'm getting hungry, Sean.
Are you getting hungry?
Wicked hungry.
Yeah. Yeah?
Right now.
You hope they'll make you a little something? Huh?
I just want to try the food.
Yeah, you want a little something? Don't get close to me. I don't want those pits near me.
Sean, they're not going to hurt you.
They are so gross.
They don't
I'm not
smell.
Kidding, kid.
They don't.
I don't
it's
care
a
if they don't smell or not. They're
it's
really
a dysfunction
gross.
Dysfunction of my body. It's not evil.
What are you doing?
Sean, we're co-anchoring.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
Rob, do your thing.
Whatever you do. Do like a dirtbag thing. I don't know, bro. Just do whatever it is. Just do it, man.
I don't know.
Dude.
I'd need some of those plastic gloves to grab that. Look at that. Oh, my God. There's like humidity coming out of them.
That is disgusting.
Oh.
You're embarrassing me, Scott.
Do you have a change of clothes?
I don't need a change of clothes. It'll You're dry gonna... once I cool off
oh,
a little
that's
later.
Even worse.
Oh, and then the dance-off's going to happen. Now that I brought a change of clothes for.
Ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
This is where the dance-off is going to be, too, by the way, 5 p.m. For people that maybe didn't know. Back at the station. Back to you, Sean.
All right. Let's go back up to the stage. We see Sky. She's furiously chopping something. What are you chopping there?
I think it's parsley.
And what will this be used to garnish?
The food. Oh my
God. Come on. I'm working here.
I'm just the working girl. Ask my boss.
Yeah, that's why she got
Where is it
out
going,
of that place
Shauna?
In New Orleans.
For reading a book.
Okay, right. Rob.
You guys get
things.
That one?
That's going on the sauce for the filet, Rob. And then it's also going
oh,
on
she
the
can hear me?
Garlic bread that I'm hopefully going to do.
Right. Thanks, dude.
No, you're not wicked smart.
Yeah, I am, actually.
You're not, actually. It's my chat.
All right. Looks like things are taking shape now. Mike is actually... cutting into his steaks now.
Why?
With such precision.
I don't know if he's like going to have them, butterfly them, maybe put something in the middle of
put
them.
Put something in the middle.
His assistant does not know. His assistant
Let
does not know.
Let the audience choose.
This is risky. The chef is doing something without the assistant knowing.
Let's just find out. What's the deal with this?
I have a few thoughts. I am dealing with time right now, and I'm a little bit cut short on time. I thought that these coals were lit, but when I lit it, I never went back to check on it. They're not lit. I'm switching plans to another grill, and I still think these steaks are going to be unbelievable. They're prime meat. It's the best meat you can get, and I still think we're going to have a great meal, but I'm trying to conserve on surface space. I don't want them to have to cook for as long as I originally thought that they were going to have to cook for. I think we're going to be in good shape.
Wow.
So we're getting rid of the little Weber at this time then, right? No more charcoal. All right. Okay. So
it's disappointing.
It's a little bit disappointing.